Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Valley Performing Arts production of the marvelous musical, The Marvelous Wonderettes.
And here to talk about it, we have Kelly Anderson and Carly O'Loughlin, who are in the show. And I'm not quite sure what they do, but welcome.
Thank you.
So I take it you are two of the Marvelous Wonderettes. Tell us about your roles in the play. Kelly, why don't you go first?
Well, we are two of four. There are four girls in the play. And when the show opens, you will be joining us at our 1958 Super Senior Prom. And we take you through just telling our story through song and some dance and a lot of lyrics. And it's very much audience participation. So you are indeed joining us at our 1958 Super Senior Prom.
And Carly, tell us about your role in the play.
Well, I play Susie Simpson, and I'm a ditzy blonde, and I'm super bubbly. I blow a lot of bubbles in the first act, and I just love people, and I'm super cheery, but then I get upset really quickly, and then I recover really quickly.
I've seen this play. I know what you're talking about. It's a wonderful play, and it's so easy to change, so manipulatable by the audience. It's really fun.
But the setup of the play is something really interesting. Tell us about what I call the setup. What is sort of what's going on with these women? Why are they doing this show in front of all these people? Kelly?
I was gonna say, well, we start, when the show starts, Susie actually gets to explain to everybody why we are singing in our 1958 Super Senior Prom. Apparently, the boys in the Glee Club got in a little bit of trouble, and we were asked to step in at last minute and be the entertainment for the evening. So we get to entertain you for the whole first half while we tell our stories. And then during the second half, you see us all coming back 10 years later at our 10-year reunion. And then it's the continuation of us telling our stories and what has happened in the last 10 years and where we are now.
It's a very, very funny, fun play. I enjoyed it very much.
And the music is music of the time period, right? This is not one of those musicals where the music has been created by the composers. They've taken existing music of the time period. So what's it like going back and singing those old songs that were probably long gone before you two were born? But they're still around today, I guess. So tell us about learning those old songs. Carly, why don't you start?
Okay. Well, I obviously didn't know a lot of the songs, but I did recognize a lot of the songs from the 60s, so for the second act, and it's really fun. I think that it'll appeal to a lot of different age ranges, especially for the older people because they'll remember it, and for the younger people because they're really catchy, fun songs. There's maybe two songs that are slow. They're all really upbeat, and I've enjoyed singing all of them, even when I don't get to be the lead vocalist.
I see your character is coming through.
No, that's her character.
Okay.
So what is your character?
My character is the popular girl. I am the most popular girl in school. I am top in the runnings for prom queen, and I am going to win. So.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, Carly, you said you were the ditzy blonde, and I see you have the blonde hair now to show that off. Tell us about, is there any kind of conflict in the play between your characters, or what goes on between your different characters?
Well, I am pretty close with BJ, and she's the tomboy, so that's kind of strange. But she and Cindy Lou do not get along at all, and I'm constantly trying to make peace between them. And then Missy is kind of the know-it-all. And she's also kind of the leader. She knows what to do. She knows what's going on. She's organized. And we all kind of follow her. But I pretty much like everybody. Cindy Lou and Betty Jean have issues. So
we're supposed to be best friends, but we do, you know, as all good friends. We have our differences.
And in the course of this play, they come out.
Oh, yes.
Quite clearly.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't want to give this show away too completely, but it is a very funny show, and it's very open to the audience putting stuff into it, mm-hmm. which is fun.
So with the audience input into the show, you open tonight, so you haven't had the audience input just yet. How do you prepare for that? How do you prepare for working with the audience? Have you had some people coming in watching the show and you've played off with those guys? Or talk a little bit about that. Why don't you go that with Kelly?
Yeah, a couple times we've had some audience members, some relatives or students come in and be able to watch it. So it's really helped interact a little bit. But we don't have a show without an audience. So we've had our choreographers helped. Our director has helped step in a couple times, you know, and helped us with that audience participation. But we're really excited to finally have an audience tonight, opening night. We're really excited to finally get that audience participation and see what they help us bring out in the play. So.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Kelly Anderson and Carly O'Loughlin talking about Valley Performing Arts production of The Marvelous Wonderettes.
Now, I've seen a photograph of you guys, and the costumes are amazing. They're beautiful. They make you guys look beautiful, but also they make you look of a different time period. And I'm assuming that that sort of dressing in those clothing, that clothing takes you back to a certain time period. Can you talk about that, how a costume can change you as an actor to get back into a different time period, to get back into a different mindset, if you will? Carly, talk about that. How does that costume affect you?
Well, I love to wear dresses, and I feel, especially in Alaska in this day and age, it's not always what you can do. And back in those times, I think that women were much more allowed to be fully women and be ladies and look beautiful and really look beautiful, be poofy and fun. And I love that. So when I put on the dress, I instantly just feel super girly, and it helps me get tune into that bubbly character that I have, which, I mean, it's pretty much already me, but just slightly amplified. And then, just having the floof when I walk around and it swishes, and I definitely feel transported back into the 50s. Not that I would really fully know, but I think I know.
And the go-go boots definitely help us get into the 60s a little more.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you that height and gives you that power. And then, you know, the hair and makeup especially helped get you into the 60s. So
Kelly, you talk about the costumes from the 50s to the 60s. Mm-hmm. And one interesting thing about the show you've mentioned already is that you go from 10 years. These characters progress 10 years in their lives. How does that change you? Do you still come about as being the same kind of character, or have you gone through some life experiences that change you? How do you play those 10 years on stage?
There's definitely some life experiences. I mean, some, you know, as soon as the girls come out, you can tell there's visual changes. But then, yeah, definitely as you follow them then within the songs of the 60s that we sing, you see the changes in them and how they've come, how those changes have come about in the last 10 years, you know, and they get to explain those a little bit. But you really do, you get to feel it with them and experience that with them a lot. So.
And some of them have not had completely wonderful experiences, too, mm-hmm. during that time period.
No.
Which makes the play more serious than it was in the first act.
And it makes it more believable. I mean, you mm-hmm. really, you know, in the first half, you're getting to know the characters. And in the second half, I think maybe a lot of people will be able to relate with the characters, you know, and the experiences that they've gone through. So it's a fun show.
So it's not just a sort of musical review, a trip back into nostalgia. We're looking at these characters as they have gone from the innocence of the 50s to maybe something less than, I shouldn't say less than innocence, but you get what I'm getting at, in the 60s. Carly, you say you were kind of the same character in the 60s as the 50s, but you must have gone through some change. Is it fair to ask you that, or is that giving away too much about the play?
Well, I can't give away too much. But I definitely go through some changes, and I'm not quite, I'm still bubbly, but I'm definitely not as immature. I've grown up a bit. I'm still Susie, but I can't give away a whole lot more than that, because I go through a few changes that I can't reveal yet.
Well, that's good. And besides, we're just about running out of time, and I want to thank you both for coming. Kelly Anderson and Carly O'Loughlin from The Valley, where the Valley Performing Arts Theater Company is putting on The Marvelous Wonderettes, which opens tonight.
Tonight. Break a leg.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
It's the last weekend to see Theater Artists United offering Pippin by Stephen Schwartz at the Sydney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Showtimes are 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
It's also the last weekend to see Anchorage Community Theater's production of 1,000 Clowns by Herb Gardner. Performances are this Friday, Saturday evening at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
At Cyrano's, you can see the spoof All the Great Books opening tonight and running through April 20th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Anchorage Storytellers Guild invites you to the annual Liars Club presentation, which will be happening at the Anchorage Community Theater appropriately on April Fool's Day at 7 p.m. For directions or information, call 868-4913.
UAA Theater's presentation of M. Butterfly by David Henry Wang runs through April 6th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Alaska Pacific University's Production Guild is offering its spring showing of the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon by Don Zolaitis. Performances are April 4th and 5th at 7 p.m. and April 6th at 1 and 7 p.m. And the performances will be happening at Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University. Tickets will be available at the door.
Up in Wasilla, opening this weekend, you can see Valley Performing Arts production of The Marvelous Wonderettes. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.